Turning now to Baltimore, where today the Baltimore State's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, announced that prosecutors are dropping remaining charges against police officers facing trial in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old black man who died while in police custody. Three Baltimore officers have already been acquitted, and three others were facing trial. Officer Garrett Miller's trial was supposed to begin today when prosecutors made their announcement. A strict gag order on people associated with the trials has also been lifted, which is why today marked the first time that Marilyn Mosby has spoken publicly about the case in months. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has been reporting on the case, and she joins us now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
So first of all, tell us more about what Mosby said about why prosecutors are dropping the remaining charges.
Well, she was very clear that she stands by her contention that the officer's actions did amount to a crime. She said to a crowd in Freddie Gray's neighborhood, "We don't believe Freddie Gray killed himself." But she said, look, it's been clear. The judge has issued three verdicts in his acquittals, and he has explained, laid out very clearly, he does not agree with that and that does not see evidence of criminal action.
I see that Mosby also, in this press conference today, did she go so far as accusing individual officers in the Baltimore Police Department of making the state's case more difficult?
She did. She didn't name names, but there have been fireworks actually in the courtroom that have erupted between a prosecutor in the case and one of the lead police investigators. And basically, Mosby said that police officers were making up notes after the fact, and she pointed to texts back and forth saying that there was this inherent bias in the police department, that they didn't agree with the prosecution, and that they were trying to thwart it, basically. She called out an intrinsic bias and says this is what happens when police investigate themselves, and called for reforms to hold police departments more accountable. Mm-hmm. Stunning charges, and we're waiting to see what the police department will say about that.
Interesting. Now, Marilyn Mosby herself has been under some pressure to resign or even admit error in bringing the charges in the first place. Do you think that today's announcement will relax some of those pressures?
Well, she was clearly trying to show people, no, she didn't make a mistake and it wasn't rush and so forth. But obviously, a lot of people have felt from the beginning that the charges came out so quickly, they weren't well researched and thought out, and never should have been pursued. I mean, legal analysts still say, you know, they never saw evidence of criminal intent, and it was the state's burden to prove this. At the same time, you know, I spoke with a lawyer who's been watching this from the beginning, and he says, you know, just because you don't get a conviction doesn't mean it wasn't worth going through the process, and that, you know, maybe there's a benefit that the city has looked more about the need for police reforms, and so it shouldn't all be dismissed as a bad news story, but I think that different people are going to react to this differently, and some that never saw a reason for these charges to be brought are not going to change their minds.
I see. Well, on that point, let's listen to some tape from Marilyn Mosby herself, because she did talk, as you pointed out, about changes that have been made to prevent deaths such as Freddie Gray's. So let's listen.
Never again should there be a question as to why someone is being stopped, detained, or arrested due to the fact that there will now soon be full implementation of body-worn cameras on all officers.
That's right.
Never again should someone be placed unsecured and defenseless in a metal wagon head first, feet shackled and handcuffed.
Come on.
So that's right. Yes, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
So she is pointing to the fact that the Baltimore Police Department officers are now going to wear body cameras. They're now having new vans with cameras in them. They're also reviewing the police officers and maybe we'll see if they are internally disciplined for failing to put seatbelts on Freddie Gray. But I can just point out at the same time, the Fraternal Order of Police, the police union, is actually suing the city of Baltimore to get rid of an outside civilian review board. So this is a big fight. We have calls for police reform, and we'll have to see what actually comes of that.
Yeah, so much going on. Of course, we remember back in September, the city of Baltimore reached a settlement with Freddie Gray's family for $6 million as well.
Right. So, yeah. Some amount of justice, some people say, has been had.
That's NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.